B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, thanks for coming to Morning Court. I know you got a heck of a story to tell, so let's dive in. What's going on?
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a single mom. I've got two great boys. They're 8 and 5. And I've been dating this guy. And for Morning Court, I'm going to call him Joe.
Joe. Okay.
Yep. We've been dating for like a year and a half. And he has a daughter who is 17. So, the big thing was, I've been planning this road trip with my sons. We wanted a getaway, and you know, everything's been so tough financially lately, so I finally have saved up enough money, and I'm gonna take my kids on this really all-out kind of road trip adventure.
Yeah.
We wanted to stop at every place that they've been asking to go to, so we were getting really pumped. A week before leaving, Joe decided that he wanted to come and he wanted to bring his daughter, and they wanted it to be a bonding experience. We don't live together, so you know, his daughter also doesn't particularly like me.
She's 17,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's 17, yeah. And I think she like thinks she wants her parents to be back together, and she thinks that I'm the problem, which I'm not, but she's 17.
Right.
So yeah. I was thinking, okay, like maybe this could be good for us to like, you know, try to get along.
Yeah.
And we just got home from it a week ago.
Okay.
And I am no longer talking to Joe.
Ooh. The boyfriend Joe, not named Joe. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what happened? Oh, man.
Well, so from day one, his daughter was a like class A brat. She complained about everything. It was either too crowded or too loud, or all the places my kids wanted to stop she thought were stupid. She thought my boys were annoying.
Oh, that's how they say it.
Yes.
Now, well, your boys are 8 and 5, right?
Yeah, so they're little.
Okay, they're little guys.
They're boys.
Yeah, right.
They're boys. And she kept saying, like, they need to chill the F out. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, they're 8 and 5. What do you want them to do?
Wow.
You know, we finally got to the hotel after the first 10 hours of driving and her being a brat in the car. And then Joe asked to borrow the car, and he wants to run out real quick with her. And I said, okay, but just like really quick because I want to go get all the stuff for dinner.
Yeah.
He takes the car for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
And left you at the hotel for 3 hours. Okay.
They left me at the hotel for 3 hours with my kids.
Yeah.
And they went out to dinner.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I was like, didn't you think we wanted to eat dinner, too? And his daughter snaps back and says, I don't think we asked.
Oh,
we know,
God.
You didn't ask. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And then this whole, like, this experience went on. We did a 4-day trip. He was even starting to, like, snap at my kids for annoying her, which is not cool. He refused to stop. Like, my kids wanted to see this big sports complex, and he refused to stop because his daughter didn't want to, even though my boys have been begging for it.
Oh, boy.
And then at one point, my son just started crying because his daughter told him to, I'm going to abbreviate this, STFU.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what it stands for.
What is this? What does your boyfriend say to this?
He does nothing. I mean, Joe just capitulates to his daughter all the time.
Oh, man.
He does nothing to stop it.
He has a soft touch.
Yeah, so I just lost it. I ended up driving to the nearest car rental place, and I just dropped them off. And I said, you figure it out.
Wow.
And Joe, he was pissed because he said he couldn't like really afford a rental car or anything.
Uh-huh.
And I just drove off.
You just dumped them both there? What'd the daughter say?
She said that I was the world's biggest
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
You know, she's a pretty princess, isn't she?
Oh.
Okay.
So now what?
I drove off. It took them 3 days to get home.
Oh, my God.
And now he's not talking to me.
Okay.
And I just wanted to reach out to you guys because I don't know what to do. Joe is wonderful, but his daughter is his kryptonite.
Yeah.
And I want a relationship with him, but I can't have her treating me and my boys like this.
Uh-huh.
And him not sticking up for us.
Right.
The thing is, she's going away to college next year.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, should I just stick it out until she goes to college? She's 17. Or should I just, like, forget this entire relationship?
Mm.
I really love him, but, I mean, God, his daughter is a nightmare.
Yeah, at her worst, at 17, she's got resentment because of the divorce and all that. But look, Sarah, just stay tuned and see what some of our listeners have to say here at Morning Court. It might give you some good advice, some angles we couldn't think about. 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Sarah out. I know, it's hard. Did she wait a year? I don't know. All right, Sarah, stay tuned, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, the great Tom Petty. Running down a dream. Is that what Sarah's doing? Is she just running down a dream?
Right.
Hoping that, you know, maybe that was just a bad road trip. Maybe her boyfriend has just got a soft touch for his daughter and then doesn't do the, you know, the right things because of that. Is it worth waiting for? Maybe for the daughter to go to college?
And, yeah.
Or is it just time to say bye-bye? All right? Let's see what Judy has to say. Judy, what do you think?
I just think that throwing kids together in a car on a four-day trip and a hotel is a little too much to start a bonding. You got to slow down. Mm-hmm. Take it as small pieces at a time.
Well, that being said, she realizes that now, but is it worth salvaging? What do you think?
I think you need to go back to square one. Date Joe again. Bring him back into the fold. He's always going to probably have a soft place for his daughter, but maybe the daughter will be more accepting over time.
So just go back. Square one. That's not a bad idea.
Square one.
If at all, just go back to, you know, like you were just dating without trying
it's
to get
the fame. Candyland when you, like, get that thing and you got to go back 10 spaces.
Down the slide, yeah.
So I think their relationship is a little bit damaged without even talking about the kids. So go back to square one. Mm. Build that relationship with him again if it can be salvaged.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Good advice, Judy. Thank you.
Judy.
Have a great day. Stay safe out there. Wet and wild, and let's see what Alexander has to say about Sarah's morning court.
So my dad and I think dads think that they have a better relationship with their children than reality, and I just think that they just should have never gone on this trip. And, you know, this might be a delicate time because the daughter is going off to college, and my dad did something, you know, around my when I was 17 that I didn't talk to him for 7 years. So,
oh my God.
You know, yeah, he decided to get married when in the middle of my senior year. So maybe this trip just wasn't a good idea on the dad's end.
Okay.
So maybe just take it slow.
Okay.
I hope hope you're better with dad, Alexander. All good?
Working on it, but not too much progress. But thank you.
All right. Well, she needs to hear that, so it's a good call. So she should just, like, maybe chill for a while, right? You know?
Yeah. Take it slow, see if it works out later on.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Good advice. Thanks, Alexander. Take care, buddy. All right. Yeah. We're on to Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Good morning. I listen to you guys every day. I love the show. But I have to tell you, this Sarah, she needs to blow this puppy off.
Okay. Well, that's why she called.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, she wants to hear it.
Oh my God! The minute that he didn't tell his daughter to behave herself, and the minute that he didn't stick up for her kid,
where does
she think this is going to go?
Right,
Yeah, so
you know,
it's not worth waiting for the girl to go off to college just because he's kind of a soft touch to dad or to the daughter.
I think he's more than a soft touch to the daughter. I think he really is. Allowing her to get away with way too much.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that Sarah did the right thing by dropping him off at the car rental place, and too bad it took him 3 days to get home.
Yes.
You can't blame her. You cannot blame her.
Right.
So you don't see an overreaction. Okay. All right, Julie.
Yep.
Thank you.
I think she's good to go. Just blow this one off.
All right.
Blow him off. Easy come, easy go, Julie says.
All right.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, Julie. Bye bye. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of folks would agree with Julie that maybe just move on, cut your losses. But she's got some time invested there,
right?
With the guy, was it just a bad road trip? Right.
We've all had them.
We've all had them. You put that many people in a car for that long.
Yeah.
Not to mention a teenage's daughter. You know, things could happen.
Yeah.
Right. So is he to blame?
Nicest.
What do you think? 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Well, we just talked to Sarah, and I got to say, the case is leaning in one direction very heavily, and that is not good for Sarah's boyfriend.
Right.
All right?
So we're going to go to, let's say hi to Karen, right? Or which one, Brian? Which
line
one?
Seven, Star.
Oh, Star. All right, Star, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Thanks
Star.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. All right, Star, so what do you think?
So I have a blended family, and I've been through this, and it's rough, and it's really all about how he treats her. Mm-hmm. And he showed a lack of respect, a lack of communication, and a lot of excuses, and those are red flags. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's the two of you together forever, and it's about how he treats you.
That's right.
Yeah.
3 hours he took off with his daughter, who was extremely rude when they came back.
Yes.
And she'd had it. So you think she did that 100% the right thing there, Star? Dump him?
I mean, you know, maybe the way she handled it wasn't the best either, or maybe the choice to bring them before they were ready wasn't great. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's how he treats her. And there's always going to be a stressor coming.
Yeah.
And it's really about how he handles the stress and how he treats her. And so, that's, you know, that's going to happen over and over, right? It's not about the daughter.
No. Star says move on, right?
Yep.
I say move on. Okay. And find a guy who treats you the same way no matter what stress comes along.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, I mean, she needs to hear this. So thank you, Star. It's just a cold, hard truth. That's all it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
It's about what you deserve and how you deserve to be treated.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob.
Well, no, I'm looking at me.
He wasn't on the road trip.
Thank you, Star.
Thanks for having me on, and good luck.
All right, right, thanks.
Wow, me?
I mean, what? I'm just saying.
Karen. Good morning, Karen. What do you want to say to Sarah?
I'd like to say I agree with the last caller. He treated her terribly. And this woman needs to think in her head, if she loves him more than she hates her, or vice versa.
Yeah.
I lost a best friend years ago because I couldn't stand her kids. And I was like, you know what? I can't stand the kids more than I love you, so bye.
Wow.
It gets to a point. But also, the way he treated her, personally, I think she did great.
Right.
Okay. I would have left him on the side of the road.
Jeez. No, it was a spontaneous thing. She just lost it, so...
I don't blame her at all.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of support, so thank you, Karen. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too, and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that.
Listen, every morning you guys are great, and LB, I got to tell you, my husband is a huge fan of your mother's.
Oh, that's nice.
Of Beverly Beckham.
Beverly Beckham. She writes for the Globe.
Ah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, I hope that's why he's a fan.
Well, she is cute. Beverly is cute.
She used to write for the Herald too.
She's got it. Thank you, Karen. Yeah. All right.
But we moved on up.
You too, Karen. By the way, very nice. All right, Neil. Let's get a guy's point of view on here. We've had a lot of ladies calling. Neil, what do you say?
I agree with the two callers. He didn't treat her right, you know, and going to dinner without taking her and the kids and all this stuff. You know what? It's not right to treat a lady like that. Never is.
Yeah. Well, Neil, do you have a lady?
Unfortunately, no. I'm divorced.
Keep talking.
I have two daughters.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that you don't treat somebody like that, you know, especially when they took you on a road trip and then take your daughter to dinner. Like, in my mind... Get Arnold Schwarzenegger to text him and say, hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby. Well, Neil, couldn't agree more. It's just the way it is. So what do you wait for the next time to do it? Clearly, he's got a terrible soft spot for a spoiled daughter.
Right.
That is not going to get any better anytime soon.
No.
Treat her like a lady.
No.
Isn't that
right now, they're in the perfect place. Just text them saying, it's over. You're not talking to them, so...
Yeah.
There's not going to be no hot feelings, really.
Okay, Neil.
All
good
right,
stuff.
Thanks,
thank
Neil.
You. Good luck with your, dating life.
Hey, okay, I'm fine. You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
I have two daughters.
Yeah.
I don't need...
The aggravation.
He doesn't need
the aggravation. So I get it.
Right.
I hear you.
All right, thanks, Neil. I'm not trying to set him up.
I know why. You're like a little matchmaker. You're like a little booby over there. Like, oh, you got to find someone.
Well, but listen.
Sunny pants.
Sarah is probably going to be looking for somebody after.
Again, another little booby matchmaker.
I just say she has kids.
Like Delancey in New York. Oh, well, I have a guy for you. Okay. He's divorced. Fine. You're unhappy. You know Let's right, get together.
Fine. You know what? He'll just have to find his own way through life. Okay, jeez. 753.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 8:22. Morning court today. We heard from Sarah, who took a road trip with a guy that she's been dating for about a year and a half. She thought it'd be fun to kind of blend the family together. She's a single mom with two boys, 8 and 5. He's got a 17-year-old daughter. So they thought they'd do a road trip. And it's the first time she was able to do it financially, but do anything with her kids. So they planned it out, and there were places that her kids wanted to go and places his daughter wanted to go, but it all went wrong along the way. Did it not?
It sure did.
Okay. So the daughter, Sarah says, kind of a brat, complained about everything. Said it was too crowded, it was too loud. We're stopping at stupid places. Her boys were annoying.
Like stop at stupid places.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Why can't I just live?
Right? And finally, they got to their first hotel after 10 hours of driving. And Joe, the boyfriend, took the car with his daughter and disappeared for over 3 hours for a little dinner on their own.
Oh, my God. It
well,
didn't bring
anyway.
Him back anything.
No. So, Sarah.
I'm still mad about that.
Sarah dumped him. Her car, bye-bye.
Bye.
Find a way home. All right, so what? But she says he's a great guy, other than that. Okay? I mean, other than that.
This is like an hour's the play.
But he's okay. Got a weakness for his daughter. Okay, right. We'll start with you, Lindsay. What do you think?
I have to say, I have a friend that was in a similar situation, and after a while, we just referred to the teenage girl as the daughter wife. And trust me, it's not going to stop, because when she goes to college, she's still going to need him.
The daughter wife.
The daughter wife. That sounds very
Jeez.
Utah.
Yeah. No, come on.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It wasn't the best situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to split up a dad and daughter relationship, but you want respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it ultimately ended up in dad and daughter vacations and just a lot of ignoring of everyone else.
Yeah. You've seen this movie.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've
right,
seen
good
it,
advice.
So she doesn't have to.
Yep.
Right. All right. Good, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Right, bye. Hi, Terry.
Hi. The way that I feel is that I understand I have teenagers. And I understand that the teenager and her boyfriend were totally out of line. He was very rude. I mean, I would have wanted to break up with him right there. Mm. But at the same time, if she did want to reconcile with him, she stooped to his level by leaving him and the daughter and having them take 3 days to come home.
Yeah.
So honestly, at the end of the day, I don't blame him for wanting to. I mean, I would just seize the relationship right there, because I understand how teenagers are very difficult. And he didn't handle the situation right at all with his daughter, but she totally just ended it right there.
Yeah. So you're the first person, Terry, to see it from his point of view now. So what advice do you have for Sarah?
I would just move on
and
find someone that does respect me and treat me better, but also she also has to learn how to respect as well.
Yeah.
No offense.
I mean, that was cold. I mean, you leave anybody, you know.
I wouldn't just ditch somebody in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, all right. Good stuff. Thank you, Terry. All right, let's say, Mike, what do you think about Sarah's case today, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I think maybe Sarah should consider forgiving Jill. Those road trips, man, woof, they ain't easy.
No, they're not.
That's true.
You got a 5 and 8-year-old.
I almost ditched my family 4 or 5 times this summer, and I'm still not talking to most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
what happens on a road trip stays on a road trip.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you say give the guy, Mike, just give him a break, and you say he gets another shot at it, huh?
That's what I think.
Okay.
Separate cars next time.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Well, maybe the teenage daughter stays.
Save the plan.
Right? Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe the teenage daughter just kind of stays. Well, she's going to be in college, maybe.
Right.
We just
she stays home or takes her own car and leaves when she wants.
It's an idea. Mike might be right about that. All right, so let's go to Emily. What do you think, Emily?
I think she just got to let them go, let them both go, because this guy's never going to get rid of his daughter, you know? Yeah. Especially after this whole scenario, she's never going to get forgiven. So unless she wants to deal with this for the rest of her life and this guy is really worth it, I think she just got to move on to the next and be with her boys. Because she wouldn't give up her boys for a guy. So she's got to understand this guy's not going to give up his daughter, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's got a fatal flaw. And that's, you know, is just too soft spot for his daughter and lets her get away with anything, as it turns out.
And you also got to think, she says this Joe is so perfect, but his daughter is this way for a reason, you know?
Right.
So.
Right.
Nice, Emily.
All right,
That's good.
Deep dive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll pass it on. Thanks for listening, Em. I'm sorry, I just called you Em like we're chums.
Like your pals.
No, it's okay. We're buds. No worries.
Okay.
All right, well, Em, let me ask you this. Random question time, okay?
Yeah.
You ready? All right, which one of us, me, Bob, LBF, or Brian, is most likely to crash a wedding?
Oh, I want to say LBF, but I feel like she has to have, like, maybe a glass of wine first.
That's actually probably true, but it would be 3 glasses of wine.
Okay. A girl after my own heart.
All right, Emily. Thanks, Emily. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, Emily.
I'd crash a wedding. That'd be fun. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a movie, but I mean, I feel like you'd be really conspicuous.
I'd be suspect, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, who's that dude over there dancing with that 20-year-old?
No. No.
Me, I'd just be at the bar being like, hey, open bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'd be at the buffet.
Really? Mm. What if it was a sit-down dinner? Would you sit down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd be fun. It would be fun to crash
all right.
Yeah, you just have to find the misfit table.
I dare you.
Yeah, there's a misfit table.
I dare you.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And let me give you a pro tip on that.
Yeah.
Further away from the bride and groom, that's where the misfits are.
Yeah, the table closest to the bar.
That's the one. Then you're like, hey.
You're good.
Okay, before
you
meet your maker.
Right.
You need to crash a wedding. And
my wife and I would do it.
Well, then get it done.
I'll do it. It'll be great.
I'll double dog dare you.
Okay.
Stop talking. Start moving.
All right, fine. I'm on a mission now.
Yeah, all right.
That's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
It's better than funeral crashing.
That is true.
No one wins there. No. All right, it's 8:29. Don't forget, we have Jackson Browne tickets up for grabs today in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to narrow it right down. Brian, give me a good 10-minute window for folks to be listening to call.
9:20 to 9:30.
Perfect. Right there, 9:20, 9:30. Cue to call. You'll be lucky calling number 10. That's just about an hour from right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.